Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:04 and it's Tuesday morning. I have a few things I want to get to, and I have a second to kill here before we get to the word. First of all, Eddie Ift tonight, Throckmorton Theater in Mill Valley. Eddie is going to be on the show tomorrow, and he's playing at the Punchline tomorrow night. But if you're in Marin or it's easy up from the city and you want to check out Eddie Ift and see a fun comedy show on a Tuesday night, tonight is the night, Throckmorton Theater. And they usually do a whole little showcase up there on Tuesday nights. It's like a comedy night traditionally. Oh. So,
I love Eddie.
Oh my God, me too. So excited to see him tomorrow.
Guy's my buddy.
It's been forever.
I don't get to see him enough, actually.
And you guys are not going to be able to go surfing this time, huh?
I don't think so. It sounds like he's... I know that I follow him at Eddie Ift on Instagram, and he flew in from Hawaii yesterday.
Oh.
So he was in the ocean, like saying, I'm here at Sunset Beach on the North Shore of Hawaii right now. I surfed right there, and I'm about to leave and go hop a plane and go to San Francisco.
He's with his wife, too.
Family's there.
Not the whole family. I don't think his daughter's with him, actually.
Oh.
I just know that he's coming with us to Ready Player One.
One tomorrow.
Oh, he is?
Tomorrow, yeah. And he's
cool.
Bringing his wife.
Oh. Hey, since we have a second to kill, when is that tomorrow? What time is that?
It's an 11 o'clock screening.
Uh-huh.
11 o'clock. Okay.
Yeah.
And where is that?
Let's talk about it off the air.
Oh,
air.
We can't? Really? Mm-hmm. Oh.
Secret. Right. It's a secret location.
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Someone who's going actually said to me, so where is it? And I went, ha. Hmm.
Actually, I have a meeting today about that, and I'll just email everyone.
All the
so you
details.
Can tell your friends or whoever.
Forward
I know
to
everyone's
everybody
bringing
who's,
someone. Yeah.
Okay, good.
We all have people who are latching on to us for Ready Player One. 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Hooman's worried.
Hooman?
80% sounds like a great rating.
Well, I feel like you guys have huge expectations for something like this because
yeah,
of
do.
The book.
Yep.
I have zero expectations, but we'll hope for the best.
I hope you like it.
I hope I like it, too. You know what? I hate to say it. I'm worried because it's so long.
We'll get up and walk out.
Not that easy.
Just relax. Oh my God.
I always leave a show.
Super uncomfortable sitting down. Like my max is 90 minutes and then I'm like really antsy.
I split. If I'm watching a show and it's bunk, I turn it off and go find something else to
do. It will be one of those 2 hour and 20 minute movies that feels like 45 minutes.
I hope so.
Like I can't believe it's over already. Wow, what a roller coaster ride that was. That's what I'm hoping for. I don't know how I could have done it any shorter than that. That even seems short to me. I wish it was 3:20. All right, let's see here. It's time for the special word to win you $1,000. This is our code word. Okay, here is something that we want you to vote for us in.
Oh, right.
We're campaigning for it. I don't care. I'm just going to campaign. I don't care.
If you don't care, why do you want
to? No, I don't care if I seem like I'm, you know.
Oh, that you want to win.
Right. I like winning. I want winners. So these are the 2018 Sherwood Awards, which are named for, they're saying, the world's greatest disc jockey, Don Sherwood.
Is that right?
That's what they're saying here.
So how many of these have we already won?
I don't know if we've ever won any.
Please.
Let's see.
What are you talking about? We must already have this in a headlock.
I don't know. There's a lot of people nominated. So this is something about Radio Day by the Bay event in Alameda on July 21st. So there are a lot of different categories, announcer, news, management, sports, pioneer, specialty, which are going to be voted on by current members of the Bay Area Radio Hall of Fame. You can only vote once per day, but we are in the favorite active broadcaster music format. category. So, Yuzi, I think you had Hooman put a link up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Yes, yes.
So if you're still using Facebook, check that out. Otherwise, go to the Bay Area Radio Museum. They call it the birthplace of broadcasting, California Historical Radio Society.
This the website, Sarah, is actually bayarearadio.org.
Bayarearadio.org. Okay. And then just look for us. Please, please vote for us. Believe me, we'll be bothering you with this again in the future.
Well, we sure, like we'd like Intercom, our new company, to be able to put that on their mantle.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm sure CBS left with all the ones we won them before. I never saw any of them. Did you?
No, I never did.
There's a couple of words
in the
office.
Yeah, Yuzi has a couple in the office.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, Vinny.
Yeah.
You're a board member at a company.
Oh, right.
And I'm going to come in, and I'm not going to tell you what kind of company it is.
I think yet. I'd be very good at this, too, by the way.
I think you would. I think, actually, most people could hear a slogan or hear a concept for an ad and go, I'm seeing some problems with that right off the bat. Like, we've questioned this so many times. Like, how does that get past what have to be? Like, someone has to come up with it. They got to pitch it at the ad company. Then they got to go pitch it to the board. Then they got to show them the actual...
Well, there are
created.
Things I understand. Sometimes there are cultural issues. For example, I remember when they named the Chevy, was it the Nova? Is actually in Spanish no go?
It does not go.
Which is not something English speaking person would have known.
Sure. Nova is just, it's a star. It's a, you know, it's, it sounds amazing. It's like futuristic.
So I can see where, you know, cultural differences might leave someone
blind. This one's a little
blind.
More cut and dry.
Okay, good. Let's do it.
Which makes me think that there might be some trickery afoot here, which is why I don't want to say the name of the company.
All right.
I don't want to. We might wind up, but anyway, here we go. So here's the pitch line. Here's our new slogan that we've come up with. Sometimes lighter is better. Any problems with that right off the bat, board members? Sometimes lighter is better.
Sometimes. Lighter is better.
You see any potential problems with that? You know, because I'm about to tell you about the artwork we've got going. I'm going to read you the storyboard here for this commercial that we're going
to
do.
Well, I'm starting to see problems now as you've
What are the problems? What do you think the problems might be?
Well, I mean, for one, we've had people who have written in here and have screamed, you're fat shaming.
That's a potential problem, sure.
And it's a total, like, what? I can call myself a fat ass. Mm. I can do that. Mm-hmm. I'm allowed.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, people want to defend me from myself or something.
Right.
Whatever.
All right. Well, let me just tell you what our concept is for this advertisement. Uh-huh. So this is a beer. It's a light beer.
Sometimes lighter is better.
Sure. So we're hanging out at a party. Everyone's at a beach. Like, got the beach bar set up, and there's like a cool, you know, bartender behind there, and he looks over, and this girl's looking at her glass of wine, and she's like, not my wine. And she's vaguely Asian, so just, you know, slightly ethnic looking.
Okay.
So he looks over, and he sees her looking at the wine, like, oh, God, wine again. And he looks at the beer in his hand, and it's a light version of a beer you're familiar with, and he says to himself, I'm going to send this down her way. So he slides it down the bar. And the bar's short. It's just a short bar, but somehow it skips past some unfocused, darker-skinned people who are dancing. This goes past them, goes under the chair of an old black guy playing guitar on the stage. Apparently, he's what they're all dancing to. Slides right under his chair. Slides past more people of color.
So this is a...
Right into the hand of the light-skinned woman standing with her white friends. And she picks it up. And that's our concept. See any problems with that?
I have major problems with this ad. This is not going to go well for you. Is this the ad? This ad's been done?
Oh, yeah. Here's the ad. They've actually pulled this ad. Surprise. But so don't say the name of the beer, because to me, I actually feel like they're trying to come up with something that they've got some plausible deniability. Like, oh, we didn't realize that this might be construed as this. And then everyone's talking about it. So they're getting a zillion plays because Chance the Rapper's all over the internet. He even said the same thing. Like, I don't even want to talk about this thing, but I can't not tweet about it. This is so terribly racist.
I don't know. Don't you think any German company has to be very careful? Don't you think that they have to be?
There's a hint.
So beyond careful.
Chance the Rapper says, I think some companies are purposely putting out notably racist ads so they can get more views. And that S, racist, bogus, So I guess I shouldn't help by posting about it, but I gotta just say, though, the Sometimes Lighter is Better commercial for this particular beer is terribly racist. Oh my God. So if you haven't deduced from the German company that we're mentioning,
they are German, right?
I believe so. Oh, it might be Amsterdam, actually. I'm not sure.
Well,
tell you the
any
truth.
German company should be extremely sensitive to
lighter is better.
This type of advertising.
So, you know, for the people who would have otherwise yelled at us for continuing to publicize, look, if you want to find out who this is, it's easy. It's a big news story today. Just Google Chance the Rapper yelling about what beer company. But we're not going to be a party to that. So
shame.
So the board says
no,
yes.
Oh, we're not going to go forward
you're not
with
going
that.
For that. That's too bad. Well,
I've got some
right
ideas
decision.
For your advertising campaign. Get you drunk real good. How's that?
I don't know. I mean, for some people that is the goal, but we don't want to. We just want this to be something you can enjoy socially, Vincent.
What is this? Just another publicity thing?
Yeah, that's exactly what I've always thought. It's so obvious. It's so blatantly racist. Yeah.
From a beer, I would like more buzz, less bathroom.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Like, if you can get me more ripped and have... And that turns out that's whiskey. That's what, unfortunately,
right.
Beer doesn't do that for you.
Our
you
beer is whiskey.
Unfortunately, that's what... In my research, I found that's what... I was looking for all along was whiskey.
What am I doing bloating myself with all these beers when all I need is this one small bottle?
But that's the, you know, there's an angle for you. Try
sure.
That.
All right. That's less offensive to me than this lighter is better. Anyway, there you go. The company's removed the ad. They're apologizing, saying, oh, we missed the mark.
We didn't know.
No, I think you hit the mark. I think you hit the mark you wanted to hit. This is the Silicon Valley thing. It's a plot point, but it's not, I don't believe I'm spoiling anything here. I haven't seen the first episode of the new season yet.
Are you going to?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely going to watch it. Yeah. And it looks like if this is a screen capture from this season, they're still in that same house, the one that T.J. Miller doesn't live in anymore, Ehrlich Bachman.
Oh, they're saying that, I don't remember this, Soon Yin or whatever, the Asian boy that stays there.
Because he just sold an app. And made
so
a bunch
I
of
believe
money.
He bought the house.
That's
what
perfect.
Listeners are saying.
That's perfect. What is that guy's name? It's like Jin-Soo.
Was that his? So I'm way behind you guys, but is the guy you're talking about his old intern?
He was like a potential inhabitant of
the incubator.
The incubator,
right? I remember this character. Okay,
yeah.
I like that sort of dynamic they had because it was contentious. Or not good.
Maybe he's going to be the new DB.
Oh.
Maybe. Right. He is kind of
character.
A jerk.
Yeah.
He is a stand-up comedian. Oh. I saw him on some talk show. Oh. The guy from is he Chinese? I don't know.
I don't know what he is.
But he was, you know, he's just a regular dude. When he doesn't have like the...
Is he funny?
Yeah, he seemed pretty funny. He seemed like, a good guest on the talk show or whatever. It's bumming me out that I can't remember the character's name.
Let's see if I can find it.
So if you watch the season 5 premiere of Silicon Valley, Slice Line might ring a bell. It's a play on Priceline.
Jin Yang. J-I-A-N, Yang. Looks like his real name is Jimmy O. Yang.
Yeah. So the fictional food startup, with the punny name, it rhymes with Priceline, Slice Line. It finds and delivers the cheapest nearby pizzas to its app users. Might not be a great idea in practice, but it is one that came to life. HBO ran with the idea as a promotion for the show and offered up hundreds of pizzas to people in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and New York who tweeted out hashtag SliceLine plus a pizza emoji. And they would get, and then some of them were delivered by, it was I guess there's an on-demand delivery food service called Fuji, F-O-O-J-I, Fuji. Not everyone who tried was successful in ordering a pizza, but some who were got it delivered by drone.
Fun.
And so a lot of people uploaded videos of a drone pizza delivery. Not clear how long this is running for. Pachi's participated in it. Pizza My Heart.
Oh, I love Pachi's.
Oh, wow.
yeah. so much.
So if apparently you can still try it, hashtag slice line, and it looks like the plus sign and the pizza, slice of pizza emoji.
Hmm. Cool.
So there you go.
Have you heard anything about the new intro, throwing subtle shade at Facebook?
No.
So do you know the intro?
Sure, of course. They're sort of building Silicon Valley.
Right. Take a look at the, see if you notice anything about this Facebook.
Facebook flashes to Russian. Is that what that happened?
Oh, my
there?
God.
The sign goes back and forth between English and Russian.
That's hilarious.
Very funny.
Poor Facebook.
What do you mean, poor Facebook?
Poor Facebook.
What do you mean, poor
realize?
Facebook?
Leave Mark alone.
Leave him alone. The new Roseanne is tonight at 8 on ABC. Anybody who's been waiting on that.
Facebook.
This is one of those blind items.
Oh, cool.
Kind of like, almost like the Beyonce getting her face bitten by some. It's only, you know, it's almost like that. This is a woman. She's British. She's 26 years old. And she just sold her virginity online.
How much is that worth?
About $1.5 million is what it went for. She advertised her offer on a German website called Cinderella Escorts. The winning bidder paid 1.2 million euros, which is, I guess they're saying it's about $1.5 million. And the bidder is supposedly a known Hollywood actor. Like, it's gotten out that somebody known, like my first thought was Charlie Sheen. Mm. Although, what does he want a virgin for? He wants girls who know their way around.
He wants dirty girls.
Well, you know, I've told you 1,000 times, I never slept with a virgin.
Oh, so you would want
this? I wouldn't spend any money on this, but it's the window was, you know, has long passed me by. It's not happening.
Yeah.
So, you
unless
know,
you can find a really old virgin.
I don't want that.
I just want it as a favor.
I just wish as a young person I would have been more attentive to, you know, checking certain boxes.
Oh. You figured you had plenty of time.
Well, I guess. I just didn't think. And, you know, there I was hooked up with a girlfriend for a few of those years.
She wasn't a virgin, huh?
Really?
I don't know.
Her boyfriend was like 26 when I met her.
Oh.
How old was she?
What was she doing with you?
16.
I don't know. I don't know what she was doing with me. Torturing me. Taking the best years of my life, Sarah.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah.
You never got to be with a virgin because of whatever that girl's name was.
Right.
Darla.
No. It doesn't
Dancy.
Matter. Yes, it's
Dancy.
Right.
Oh, no, it isn't Dancy, though.
It is. It is. You're right.
It's Darcy.
Darcy.
Yeah.
Dancy's fine.
We eventually get there.
So this chick has advertised herself under the name Jasmine.
Jasmine.
Yeah, so you can, you know, I don't know that there's any finding her now that her virginity's been claimed, but she's going to lose it in April in a German hotel, supposedly. She has a doctor's certificate guaranteeing her virginity, but the Hollywood actor, and they put him in quotes because apparently that's who bought her virginity. He has a right to bring his own doctor to do a site check before he moves in. It just gets grosser and grosser.
It is gross.
On the website, she said, I really respect ladies who are traditional and want to wait for sex after marriage. I was one of them. I really wanted to wait for the right one, but I don't want to wait anymore. I'm sure about my decision.
Have you been with a virgin?
I don't think so. No. I don't really know.
And you're not upset about that?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
Nope. Right. But I can see why you might be, I guess.
Well, I'm not upset. I don't think
I mean,
about
you seem a little
when
upset.
It comes
I don't
up,
wanna...
I think I wish I had.
You
but
can't
I don't,
seem to pull off of it.
It's not something I think about after, you know, when it's...
If you, it should this woman be allowed to sell her virginity for $1.5 million?
Sure, it's her body.
Yep.
Is that not prostitution? I mean, aren't we?
Sure.
Aren't we against that? Yeah, I say go ahead and sell it.
I found her.
God, you found this chick who's selling her virginity?
Yeah.
What does she look like? Describe
second.
Her.
She's cute.
Oh, she is cute.
Yep.
Is she like a maybe light skinned, dark girl, a black girl, like maybe Indian? I can't
Very
really.
Pretty.
She's hot. She's super hot.
Got a
She's
killer
showing
body,
it
yeah.
off. But definitely. Oh my God, those lips. She's beautiful. Yeah, someone's going to have a fun time. I mean, she won't. That's going to suck for her. But she gets $1.5 million.
Why won't she?
Yeah, it's no fun. First time.
It's not?
It's just so much pressure.
I had so much fun my first time.
You're a dude. It's a totally different thing.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hey, Hooman.
Yes, Sarah.
What are your thoughts on Justin Bieber? Do you love him? I mean, you're a fan, right? We like some of his songs, don't we?
Yeah.
Right
into
my favorite.
This isn't the hit.
You for me, together through the storm.
Mushroom slap me.
I love this song. And what's the other one I like?
What's the other one?
Love
you like?
Yourself.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, you like that one.
That's my favorite one. Your mama don't like me. She likes everyone. So, do you have? Are you a fan?
Yeah, I mean, I like that one song he does, the prayer song.
Oh, well, he's going to do a whole album of prayer songs is what it looks
like.
Oh,
very exciting.
It looks like he may be putting out, oh, this is my song. Just something you should go and love yourself. I love this song.
So pretty. Mm.
It's with you and not them. Okay, so it looks like Justin Bieber is looking for Christian music to perform for his next record. You know how they buy songs for him, like his record company just goes and buys him a bunch of songs. They have Ed Sheeran write him a hit or something. They're saying he wants to do a comeback album with Christian appropriate songs. So technically no one is saying it's a full-on Christian album, but a source is saying Justin is on the lookout for songs which really reflect where he is in his life in terms of spirituality. As you know, he's been getting really close with that weird church that he's involved with.
I'm waiting for you to say the money is going to that church.
Oh, my God. It doesn't say that in the story, but I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Well, I could see people saying to themselves, I'll just write one and make it available to him. I'm writing one now.
Yeah, you should write
Beam me up, God.
Boy, that really has a little something for everyone in it, doesn't it? He's always been religious, says the source, but in the last 2 years, he's grown closer to the church. It's changed his entire life. He has a totally different outlook now. He's reshaping his sound so it's more in line with the church's values and beliefs. So even if it is true, it may not have that much of an effect on his music. And, you know, but he's a big star and some pretty obsessive fans. I doubt that they'll be bummed that he loves Jesus more now. So a whole album, he might actually be able to pull it off. Would you, yes or no, be into the Christian Justin Bieber album?
I would listen to the whole thing, yeah. Mm.
Maybe you could do a review of it.
I'd be very curious. Yeah, maybe that day when it's released, I'll pick the song.
If it ever comes to fruition, we'll have a whole day dedicated to it. We'll listen in depth. We'll dissect all the lyrics, see if we can make heads or tails of it. You can tell us what's right about it, what's wrong about it.
You got it.
All right. Looking forward to it. Don't like you, but she likes everyone. He's so handsome.
What about tacos in heaven taste better?
Tacos in heaven?
Mm-hmm.
There's something there, yeah. Angel tacos.
Angel tacos. Oh, that sounds like you're eating angels, though. That's not right.
No. Isn't that what tacos are all about, Vinny? I'm sorry, I just assumed that's where you were taking that. Oh, really? Now you're going to sit back all day?
Oh, my God,
nothing.
You're being gross. Such a pervert.
Oh, sit down, please, Vinny. I learned only from the best.
Oh. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hooman was just showing me a thing on Facebook or something?
Yeah, so there's a shower curtain where you can put your iPhone and your iPad.
It's clear. It has pockets on the outside, so you hang up all your devices, and then somehow through the curtain, it'll feel your fingers, which is a terrible idea in a drought state, for one. And number two, can you really not take a 5-minute shower without watching TV or checking in on social media?
Pretty
like,
silly.
Please don't do this, people. Just don't. If you do this, you've given up. Oh my gosh, are you okay?
Shock.
Oh.
Right in my ear.
Don't worry,
they're going to get to the studio in about 4 to 5 years.
Yeah, don't worry. They're going to fix that. They'll fix that pretty soon. Put on your black leather.
Nice. Ace Frehley, everyone.
Like
oh, keep that handy. That's a good one. Anyway, there's this shower curtain that we forbid you to get. Don't do it, people.
Ace Frehley was my guy. Did you know that?
Ace Frehley?
Well, everyone who liked Kiss.
Sure. You had a,
had
a
guy.
Guy.
Ace was mine.
Paul was mine.
Paul?
I love Paul.
I could even do the back bend while playing the tennis racket that Ace did. Mm.
Nice.
You know.
Did you like that solo record that he Frehley's Comet? I saw him at the Channel
no,
in Boston.
No, well, I saw him too, tour. But Frehley's Comet was not my thing.
Yeah, I liked it.
I liked his solo, and I think Shock Me From That? No.
I think that's a Kiss song, isn't it?
Probably.
Yeah.
But when they all did separate albums,
yes,
you remember that?
I do. You had to have all four of them.
Of course you did.
That, isn't that the one that Beth was on? On the Peter
no,
Chris one?
No, Beth was on Detroit Rock City.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm.
Because isn't somebody besides Paul singing that?
What?
Beth.
Oh, Peter Chris is singing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, I put the shower curtain on the Serenity
Facebook
page.
Don't do it. I don't want us to, I don't want any of our listeners.
You want me to take it off?
Take it down.
Take it down. Take it down. Don't put it out. I don't want to. I don't even know why I mentioned it. I'm done talking.
The Ray Morales Report.
I had a question.
Oh, go ahead.
What's the question?
The question is about the shower curtain. So is it one of those fund me type things? You know,
no,
they make
no,
the money
it's
and...
available right now. You can buy it right
go
now.
GoFundMe or.
Yeah, what are those things called?
Yeah, like a crowdsourcing.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
The other thing is, like, there's all your devices pointed at you while you're in the shower. Like, if someone is peeking through your camera, I mean, there you are.
It's deleted. It's deleted.
You. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Don't do that, everyone.
I hope you get a good shot of me.
I'm going to do the bend over pull apart.
$29 on Amazon.
Oh. Do you want this again?
Sure.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Hooman Loves It.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what's happening. Okay, so we'll begin with Easter Sunday. It is this Sunday, everyone.
Right.
So
enjoy.
Now you know. Maybe another day you go to church.
Oh.
You know, I think it's Christmas is probably the most popular day for someone to show, and then Easter's probably the other
That's
one.
That's another big one. But you might get to have some ham. That's nice.
Oh, you mean at home
for
that dinner.
Sure.
Baseball opening day is this Thursday, everyone. That should be fun. So I remember doing this story. A California town was purchased to become a marijuana mecca. They were
going
to turn it into pot town.
I think you were telling me about
cannabis
this.
Technology company American Green, which bought Nipton for $5 million last year, now is selling it. They sold it to another company for $7.7 million, acknowledging that it struggled to raise the money needed to remake the old desert mining town into a pot paradise. I thought that one of the... And I don't know if this is the one that Tyson's involved in, but wasn't Mike Tyson also involved in some kind of pot town?
He bought a farm.
Oh, a
He's
farm.
He's going to do a whole, like, learning center, distribution center thing. But it was kind of like that. So these guys bought this town, and they wanted, but then they didn't have the money to put the infrastructure in, or it was too hot to grow the weed. Like,
American Green has put out a statement. Buying and building towns is very cash intensive. Up until now, the cost of attracting capital has been very expensive for our company. They haven't been able to get the money necessary to build a pot mecca
that is
here in California.
Bad. Weird to know that you can buy a whole town for $5 million, though.
Well, but in the middle of California, when you're in San Francisco or the Bay Area or L.A., it seems so crowded and ridiculous that anyone would want to be in such a heavily, densely populated sprawl. And yet, if you get outside, there's tons of empty space.
Yeah, the cow pastures out the yin-yang.
Tons of empty
space. And those are the green places. I mean, there's plenty of desert available for purchase, apparently, too.
So Nipton probably was just a pass it one exit on the freeway or something, if even
what
that.
What were they going to name the town?
Pot Town?
Oh, just Pot Town.
I don't know. I'm sure that they were working on something fancy.
They should have had Zigzag come on as a sponsor. They could have. I mean, Zigzag California. That's hilarious.
After
would totally go to Zigzag California.
Purchasing Nipton last year, American Green unveiled ambitious plans that included remodeling its old modest, Old West style hotel into Buds and Breakfast.
Oh,
an inn.
Adorable. Like a bed and breakfast, but Buds and Breakfast.
Right.
That's adorable. I love this idea. I would go to a town like that. And I
they would be bottling and selling cannabis-infused beverages right there
in
town.
Jobs, it's huge.
There were also plans to attract cultivators and marijuana-themed boutique owners.
Mm.
Also glass blowers for the bong, you know.
Oh. Can you
make
imagine,
me a bong,
like,
custom fitted.
Handmade.
I'm a lefty. Can you put the carburetor right there for my... I nipped this finger off when I was working a lawnmower as a youngster. So I need the carb
right
a little
there.
Closer to the...
Oh,
Finn. Yeah, I know.
This is...
Well, it's up in smoke, everyone.
No, it's too bad.
It's too bad.
Right. Smoke.
Pot, though. People love it.
They do.
How's it going for you?
I don't really. I wish I liked it more. I really do.
I wish you did, too.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear stories of you all high.
Yeah, I'm sure you
Mill Valley. Running around.
I get real dumb, too.
Right. That's the best part.
Yeah, I don't need my nickname.
Riding one of the deer. You know how you have a lot of deer in Mill Valley?
Yeah, we do have a lot of deer.
Middle of the night, all high, riding a deer down the middle of the street. Yeah. There's Sarah.
My deer fly.
There's dumb Sarah.
It's Santa's deer. There's
dumb Sarah. It's so cute.
Yeah. I played cards. I don't know when it was, 6 months ago or something. I tried some weed and I just admitted that. And
and then what happened?
And then we were playing cards and I was like, relax. We were laughing, making all these stupid. They just by the end of the night, you know, I was just named Dumb Sarah. And then, you know, the whole the text thread between us and our friends was just like, is Dumb Sarah going to be around this weekend?
Friends.
Or that
the best.
Or that horrible competitive Sarah that only wants to focus on the game and play cards. Dumb Sarah. She's an idiot.
So which one?
The competitive one.
Oh, the one like nobody likes. So yeah. No one came, huh? You're all by yourself.
Well, they still come.
Oh, well, that's good. All right, moving right along. How would you like a corn dog with a pickle inside?
No, thanks.
Oh, the Texas Rangers, you know, as baseball season gets going,
yeah.
are going to try and the pickle corn dog.
What do you think, Yuzi? You like a corn dog.
I love corn dogs. I love pickles. But
they're calling it the dilly dog.
What are they calling it?
The dilly dog.
I like it. The dilly dog.
Dilly dog. I will try that.
Corn dog.
There's a 24-year-old guy in Rotorua, New Zealand, who went to a woman's house back in September of 2015 and told her he'd been attacked and forced to drink poison. And the only way he could survive is if he sweated out. And he just so happened to get an email from people who poisoned him saying the woman would have to have sex with him repeatedly to save him. She believed it.
Really?
And did him.
Well, she's so stupid.
Then the emails kept coming for the next few months telling her she needed to keep having sex with him or these mysterious people would attack her family.
Oh, my God.
She started noticing something strange about the emails.
Did she?
This is so awful. One of the emails had lots of spelling mistakes. Two, they referred to the guy using a nickname that he only used for himself. And three, he was the only person benefiting from the deal. The guy that she was boning to save his life.
Boy, how long did it take her to notice this again?
January of 2016.
Is when it started?
No, this started in September of 2015.
Oh, so 3-4 months. Boy, some people, her nickname should be Dumb Lady.
She finally went to the cops and the guy was arrested and charged with sexual connections induced by threat or assault. He's now on trial, and he admitted he sent the emails and set up the whole scam. He was sending emails.
Was he just into this lady, and it wasn't working out for him the regular way? Like,
well,
I think to meet ya.
She's also
Sheila?
Dumb Sarah, and he was
yeah,
like,
clearly.
God, Dumb Sarah will fall for something like this.
Right.
That story's outrageous. I mean, it is just far enough away that we can't possibly confirm or deny it. It feels like one of those made-up stories.
He just
like,
so happened
could
to,
ever?
To get an email from the people who poisoned him saying the woman would have to have sex with him repeatedly to save him. And she went, okay, let's go.
Well, geez, I wouldn't want you to die.
Oh my God.
What a dummy. That's funny.
Is it?
Well, it is because I hate to say it. I can't believe it.
Oh, you don't believe it?
I can't. I mean,
on trial in New Zealand. It's in the court system.
This is
from the New Zealand Herald. There's a source. Look it up. It's real. He's also admitted he sent the emails and set up the whole scam.
It's just, who could be that? Like,
well, that might be why he gets off, is because they'll say, you know what? You can't fall for stuff like
right.
that.
Like, that's on her.
Is it?
I don't know. I mean, how stupid do you have to be?
Unless something's wrong with her.
Right, like she's challenged.
Yes.
Well, that, in which case, it's even worse.
Right.
Like he's a even worse person than we already think he is.
Mm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, you crashed the site.
What happened?
The voting site where people can go and put Sarah and Vinny in as the best
Try
radio
it. Please
people.
Please keep trying it. It's bayarearadio.org.
Correct.
There's a something we want to win.
Oh, Uzi says, another
Uzi says
you
we
crashed
have to win
it again.
Yeah, Uzi wants to win.
Uzi wants to win it. We all want to win it. Listen, so who doesn't want to get an award?
Entercom wants that from us.
Sure. Did you see the list of people we're up against, too?
Oh, you know what? We got a text from one of the other personalities in the building.
Oh, in the building we're up against people?
Dan Dibley wrote us and said, Dan Dibley here. I'll vote for you guys if you vote for our morning show on your sister station.
We'll do it.
No, their sports morning show is not on there.
It's not?
Mm-mm. Well, at least I didn't see it. And by the way, I don't think that text is from Dan because I know Dan's number and that's not it.
Oh.
You know Dan's number?
Wow. Yeah. Oh. There are other categories. So we're favorite active broadcaster music format. Then mm-hmm. there's... news talk sports format.
So are they on there for the news?
Damon
Bruce,
Bruce
is on there. And
that's
Greg
not
Papa.
Mornings, though.
No, it's not. Greg Papa's right. on there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Papa's middle day, and Damon Bruce is afternoons.
But I'm not seeing their
Shame
morning
on us.
Show.
But for that category, Shame. I voted for Stan Bunger.
Oh, I do like Stan and Susan.
You got to vote for my colleague. Yeah. My
you
news
can
colleague.
Vote for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, him and I go to the bathroom together at least twice a day.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Crash the site again.
Oh.
Oh, there's a lifetime achievement thing, too. These are people who are no longer actively on there. There's someone named M. Dung.
Yeah, M. Dung used to be K-Fog, long time.
Yeah, that's
that guy.
That's a popular name.
I voted for Ron Reynolds because he used to be at KCBS. Oh.
Well, listen, if you get a second today, please, bayarearadio.org. We're under the... music active
you can vote
people in the music
once
format.
A day right
yeah once a day oh, man. We like winners.
707 says same one they texted
crashing.
Us internal server error. First time for girls can be so painful, says 707.
It's not fun.
It wasn't, huh?
No,
it's sorry,
anxiety and fear and pain and some blood.
That is too bad. I hate to hear that.
Thank you, Bryn.
The guy I gave it to said it was and still is the highlight of his life.
Oh. You still with that guy?
You asking me?
No, she says it was and still is the highlight of his life.
Well, he probably doesn't say that to his wife. He's probably saying this to the person because he's like, yeah, I've never.
Oh. So you want to get back with her or something?
Or just being complimentary.
No, we got to keep.
I liked
about
my
that.
First time too, but I'm not. There's not a. I'm. The, there's no angle there.
Do you have a Facebook exchange going with her?
I
her
don't.
How much you like it?
I'm not even Facebook friends.
One of the greatest moments of my life. Talk about it on my radio show all the time. You're famous. You're world famous. The hotline's ringing, you guys.
Oh, must be Rudy.
Sounds like taking Uzi to the Ready Player One movie is a waste of a ticket. Take me instead.
Yeah, Uzi.
Oh, it's just 2 hours and 20 minutes of a movie.
Oh, my God. You're already setting yourself up to be defeated.
Don't you think you'll like it?
Yeah, I think you'll like it.
It doesn't matter if I like it. It's just sitting there.
Well, we'll get you a beverage or something. I mean, I'll buy you some candy.
Whatever
what
you
need.
You want
you
us
a
to
pillow?
Sneak a flask in?
Rub your feet for
buy
you?
Buy me some popcorn.
I'll buy you some popcorn. I'll get you all the stuff.
All the stuff.
Whatever she needs. Just shut up. Quit your bitching. I'm trying to watch a movie.
I like the hot tamales. You want to get some of
sure.
those?
Sure. Let's do
let's
it.
Split a box of the hot tamales.
I have $9. I'll take the whole of you. You guys buy all the candy you want.
Where is this Sarah and Vinny thing you guys are posting to? Is it on the Alice website?
Oh, no. The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You go to facebook.com/Sarah and Vinny. Or just search for us on there. We're on there.
510 knew right away. Lighter is better. Racial issue. Right away.
Yeah.
They knew.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I knew why you went to the fat shaming thing, because that's, we've certainly gotten screamed at for that. But man, when you start watching that commercial, you're like, oh my God, this doesn't seem good.
No, it does not.
No.
I'll read the rest of the text right after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.